and keep it. Lord, help us to keep it. How many have heard the gospel but didn't keep it? How many know the will of God but didn't keep it? God, help us to keep it. Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hand this way and ask the Lord to help us to preach tonight, Lord? We ask you for your touch. We ask you for your anointing. We ask you for the Spirit of God to help us tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord, tonight, God, to touch our hearts, to touch our lives, to touch us in a way, God, that we may receive your word and keep it. We give you praise tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. The church said amen. You know, we serve a keeping God. God keeps us. Amen. The scripture is full of promises in the Bible about God being able to keep us. But you know that we must keep ourselves also. There's a lot of keeping that we must do. There's a lot of things that we have to, amen, keep and hold and be true in the ways of God. The Bible says here that the sower went out to sow, and some fell here, and some fell there, and some fell here, and some fell there. Four different instances, or four different types of ground. You know, you might think it's amazing, but a preacher, or the Word of God, however you want to look at it, a Sunday school teacher, can stand before his class, and reach in the bag, grab a handful of seed, and rear back, and throw them, and some will fall by the wayside, and some will fall on the rock, and some will fall in the thorns, and some will fall on the good ground in the same group of people. Ain't that amazing? I dare say in this service tonight that there are those that are most likely, or very possibly in every, there's a very big possibility that there is every type of category, even in this service tonight. Isn't that amazing? The seed is the same. The word is the same. The man that walks out and never comes to church again, never serves God, it's his last time. The one who walks out and falls in temptation and sin and stumbles, and the one that gets a hold of the word and becomes something great for God, maybe a preacher or a faithful church member, the seed is the same. It's just the type of ground that it falls upon. Y'all with me tonight? Hallelujah. God help us to keep it. God, help us to get a hold of it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, thy words were found and I did eat them. Amen. God, help us to understand the preciousness of this seed, this word. God, help us to understand the power that it can have in our life. God, help us to realize, amen, that we have a job to keep it. I want to preach tonight on keep it. Amen, if the Lord would help me. How important is it for us to keep His Word? The Bible tells us in John 8 and 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Hallelujah! You're talking about eternal life. Wonderful life that is found in the Word of God. Hallelujah, the Comforter. John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Thank God for the Comforter tonight. Amen. The fellowship that we have with God, John 14, 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Hallelujah. Thank God for what we can have in keeping his word. in holding fast to His Word. Thank God, amen, that we can make a choice to keep it. The Bible said the sower went out to sow. The Bible says that the seed is the Word of God. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what anybody thinks. Or maybe I should say, instead of saying I don't care, maybe I should say it doesn't matter, because that's really the term that I'm meaning. It doesn't matter what anybody says, or it doesn't matter how we feel. The Word of God is still going forth today. Amen. We may live in dark times. We may live in hard trials. And people may be turning their back on God. Preachers may be turning their back on God. Amen. But God's Word is still going forth. The seed is still being sown. It's falling in different areas, amen, of the ground. Let's look here. The Bible said that some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Now, and when we look at this, if you're like me, you have to get a hold of your mind, because if for some reason, myself, if I'm not careful, when I think about the seed falling on the wayside, if I'm not careful, I automatically think of like that the seed was worthless. If I'm not careful, amen, I won't realize or understand the awesome, amen, truth that the seed that fell by the wayside is just as valuable as the seed that fell on the good ground. There's no difference in the value of that. I want to tell you, whether you're preaching on a street corner, whether you're preaching in a church or in a dark, amen, room somewhere, and, you know, just candlelit and everybody, you know, there is so hungry for the Word of God. The Word of God is just as valuable standing on the side of New York City street corner and everybody laughing at you as it is in this service tonight and everybody loving it. The Word of God is just as valuable. Amen. The Word of God is just as valuable in a tract that you leave, amen, with someone, and they may tear it up and throw it in the trash. It's just as valuable as you preaching the gospel somewhere and hundreds of people getting saved. You understand what I'm saying? You go to your Sunday school class, or you go to your job, amen, and people do not accept the Word of God. The Word of God is still just as valuable as if you was preaching in China and 100 people was getting saved. The Word of God, the value of the seed doesn't change because of how it is received. But notice it is trodden down. I'm telling you, people ain't living for God these days. They may think they are. She said, I didn't know there was a story in the Bible that where a man got swallowed by a fish. Don't that stir you? Amen. Does that stir you that someone would be right here in Longview, Texas, and don't know about the Bible enough about Jonah and the whale? Had a friend, matter of fact, he was here Sunday morning, Brother James Persinger, and he told me, he said, when I left Houston, he said, I stopped at a convenience store, and he said, I saw this lady that maybe looked a little foreign or something. So he said, ma'am, do you know about Jesus? Are you saved? Are you right with God? She just looked at him, and he said, I said, ma'am, do you know who Jesus is? She said, no. He said, Jesus is the Son of God. Do you know who Jesus Christ is? She says, no, I've never known. And he said, it's 6 blocks from a Pentecostal church to that convenience store. Somebody sent me a link or something the other day of a video or something. Who knows if it's real or whatever, but it stirred my heart where this man was going out, and it looked like he was on a beach somewhere or something, you know. And it was probably wintertime, you know. It didn't have no, you know, immodesty in it or something like that. But they was walking down this walk there. You could see water out in the back. And he said, ma'am, can I ask you a question? Said, can I ask you, Jesus Christ, said, about what year, said, it's Easter time, about what year was it that Jesus died? I have no idea, they say. What was it, around 1200, 1700? She said, no, it wasn't 1700. She said, I think it was around the 1300s. And he asked, you know, 12, 13 people, however long it was, just constantly asking people, and none of them knew when Jesus died. One of them said, I think it was B.C. or A.D. Said, which one, A.D., B.C.? Said, I'm just going to guess A.D.
He didn't even know what AD means. AD means after death. They're talking about the death of Jesus. You know, all of time was changed because he died. You study history. You study the shape of the world. I mean, we live in a day where technology has, increased amazingly in our time. And I know, Sister Bethany, you better pray for me. I mean, I'm like getting in the driver's seat and I feel like I'm going to preach a long time tonight. I ain't even got to my first point. Man. But it's a prophecy of the end time that knowledge would be increased. The two prophecies of end time is the increase of knowledge and the increase of travel. I mean, you take 50 years ago or 100 years ago and you try to travel to Africa like I do in 12 hours. That's impossible. But the Bible said men would run to and fro. Amen. The increase of travel. And he said, amen, that knowledge would be increased. And men, amen, I'm talking about knowledge. They took blood out of, amen, my friend's brother and harvested cells and put it in my friend and supposedly trying to cure him of cancer. And he didn't even have his own DNA anymore. You talking about wisdom and doctors and different things and medicines and knowledge. You know, it's been increased and I've done got off on something totally different. Preaching on keep it. But the world is not serving God. Our nation is not serving God. You might be surprised at the one that is working at your store, your grocery store, your convenience store, that does not even know Jesus, anything about him. Amen. I mean, come on now, we heard it tonight. Don't even know about Jonah and the whale? Was amazed that a fish swallowed somebody in the Bible? God help us to be a witness. And I'm not preaching on, you know, about being a witness tonight. That's not the focus of my message. But I determined tonight when I was praying that God would help me that I would try to follow the Spirit instead of following my notes. As y'all can tell, I don't know if I'm following the Spirit either, but I'm on a, you know, somebody said it's a rabbit trail. Y'all ever hunted with them dogs? I mean, they'll get off on, they'll be running deer, and all of a sudden they'll run across a rabbit trail, and you'll be standing there and think, man, here comes a big old buck and a big old jackrabbit, you know, not jackrabbit, but, you know, a rabbit. I never did hunt jackrabbits. That's way out in West Texas. Lord, help me tonight. Maybe y'all raise your other hand and pray for me. The Bible says it was trodden down. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is this. The same seed that brought forth 100-fold in one individual's life was trampled down. They didn't realize what it would have done in their life. And the world don't know how Jesus could heal them, how he could save them, how he could comfort their hearts, how he could put their broken home back together. Amen. How he could save and heal and deliver and set free. But instead they just topple down. Amen. Turning Easter into Easter eggs and a rabbit. Amen. Turning Christmas into Santa Claus and, you know, all kinds of different things, never realizing that the birth of Jesus Christ is one of the greatest stories ever told. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Amen. Completely transformed our world. Amen. Completely transformed the whole universe. Amen. Jesus Christ's death, what is it? The Bible says, when they hear the word of God, then cometh the devil. Brother Wayne, they come in here on Easter Sunday. They come in here on Wednesday night. They come in here on Tuesday night. You hand them a track. I mean, preaching on the street, preaching in the jail, whatever it is. There's a devil waiting out that door. Tell them, say, don't believe that lie. The Bible said that the devil taketh away the word out of their heart. You mean the devil's got the power to take the word of God out of somebody's heart? You can get up and preach on holiness, preach the truth of God's word, and as soon as that young person gets in their car, the devil will jump in their ear. Don't believe what that old fogey preacher said. He's just picking on you. Somebody has talked to him and told him what you was doing, and he's got a bone to pick with you because he doesn't like you. Come on, church. The Bible said, then cometh the devil. It's the same word that brought forth fruit in another individual. I want you to get this picture. Robert and Richard, y'all scoot a little closer. The word of God goes forth as a seed is sown on ground. And Richard goes out, and the devil steals it out. And Robert goes out and brings forth fruit to God. Same seed. And it happens all the time. God help us to keep it. I said, God help us to keep it. The Bible said, then cometh the devil. You know the devil steal. What was it the devil did in the garden first? He stole the word, the confidence in God's word. Amen. The Bible said that the serpent in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And he saith unto the woman, yea, hath God said, shall you not eat of every tree of the garden? Amen. She said, we'll eat of every tree except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For God hath said, in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall die. And I want to tell you, they did die in the day that they eat of it. Not one of them lived to be 1,000 years. And one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Amen. And they died in the day that they ate in it. God stretched it out as long as he could. And he let Methuselah live. Amen. To the longest. Amen. But I want you to know God's word was true. Hallelujah. But you know what the devil did? He stole the confidence in God's word first. And he's never changed his tactics. Amen. He comes and tears down the word of God. Why do you think people don't read the Bible anymore? That's why you must read the Bible every day, young people. Get your Bible and read it. Start reading in the gospel. Start reading. Amen. And read through. The Bible is a story. Don't let the devil talk you into just picking up reading Psalms 23 every once in a while, because it's easy. And soothe your conscience. Get in there and read the Word of God. Read the Bible. Amen. Then cometh the devil and stealeth, taketh away. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now I want you to know when he steals that word out, amen, next it's the dagger in the heart and the destruction in the life. The Bible said trodden down the fowls of the air devoured it. He said, I'll tell you what it is. He said they heard the word, but then came the devil. How many times have I prayed with people at the altar? How many times have you prayed with people at the altar? Amen. But that old devil, that old sleuthfoot, amen, he caught up with them before they ever laid their head on the pillow that night. He stole the word out of their heart. Now I want to tell you something. Oh, God help us tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know sometimes these children get wore out, you know. They get wore out in one way or another. But come on, we're adults here. We can pull our minds together. Amen. Not let them hinder us. Hallelujah, Jesus. They got to learn to sit in church. Amen. Not get up and run out, you know, and all that stuff. Sometimes your children will tell you they got to go to the bathroom. They don't need to go to the bathroom. They know you're going to jump up and take them out of church. Amen. I've got 5 children. I know. They'll tell you, you know, fussing and stuff, because they know they get to fussing, they'll get some attention and, you know, all that. Don't let the devil do that tonight. Amen. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. I think it's a good idea if your children tell you they got to go to the bathroom in church, and then you take them out one time and they don't have to go, they need to be punished for that. I got one amen. Too many grandpas and grandmas in here. Hallelujah. Lord help us. But the Bible said, amen, hallelujah, then cometh the devil. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Praise God. They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy. The Bible said some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprung up it withered because it lacked moisture. Amen. They had joy. Amen. But they have no root. For a while they believe, but in the time of temptation, one gospel says, I
I believe it's Mark's gospel that says, amen, when persecution arises for the word's sake. I want to tell you, if you live for God and you live holiness, you're going to face persecution. Amen. Your friends, your family, co-workers, whoever it is. It may be people right in the church. Amen. But regardless of whoever it is, amen, for the word's sake, you'll face persecution. You'll face temptation. Amen. And there are those that receive the word, and all they want to believe, all they want to hold on. But the Bible said because it lacked moisture, it lacked root, it lacked depth. That's why when the Spirit of God moves, you gotta get in. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song, said, when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. Amen. You can't wait. You gotta get that root dug down. Amen. You can't put off your Bible study. You can't put off going to Sunday school. Amen. You gotta know more about the Lord. Amen. Seemed like Sister Bobby sang tonight, deeper, deeper, yet I pray. Higher, higher every day. Wiser, blessed Lord. In thy precious holy word, there was one verse got a hold of me tonight. It said deeper, amen, than the phrase said, till all conflict passed. Amen. It don't mean that you'll never have a battle, but there's a place in God you can get where you become settled. And I have some older saints in here, amen, that'll give me a witness. Amen. Sister Bash used to say, turning back ain't an option. I want you to know, it wasn't that the devil never offered her to turn back, but at some point in her life, that conflict was over, and it never was an option again. And thank God she made it. I said, thank God she made it. It. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's time that we get root, amen, and grounded with the power of His Word. Hallelujah. Lacked moisture. My God, help me. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I know it's Tuesday night, but I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. We was over at the old church. We was going to, you know, build back there before we bought this place, like a, you know, recreation place or dining hall. We cut those trees, Brother Mike, you remember? That old tree up, I remember we moved there. Somebody told me. So there used to be an old well right over here. It was probably, I was probably about from here to there.
You know, I mean, it wasn't just right there.
There's a big old pine tree over here. Man, that thing was big. We cut that tree down. We cut all them pine trees down. And we was going to dig up them roots. So somebody, Brother Richard or somebody, got us a backhoe and we got over and got to digging. That old pine tree, we got down, had went down below the ground, and this big old pine trees have tap roots. You know, they, I mean, go down deep. That old pine tree, and I'm telling you the truth, it went over, and that old tap root just turned and went over and went straight down in that well. Hallelujah. I can just see dry seasons here in East Texas and Kilgore. Has anybody ever seen some dry seasons around here? Hallelujah, I can just see some dry seasons. If that old tree could smile, he's just a smiling. If he could talk, he'd say, hey boys, are y'all thirsty? I ain't thirsty. I've got an unlimited supply. His old taproot had went down in that well. I think that's why we ought to be as children of God. Amen. Sometimes it takes a little twisted. Sometimes it takes a little extra fasting. Sometimes it takes a little extra pushing in the service. But if you'll just try harder, you can take that old root and get right down in the well. Hallelujah. An unlimited supply, Sister Bobby, of the divine presence of God and the anointing of God. I'm talking about in times of drought. The Bible said his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. There's still a well. I said there's still a well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Temptation. The Bible says, in time of temptation. I know that old devil's mean. We talk about him. But this old flesh is weak. Oh, God. And I'm telling you, if you could point out your number one enemy. Y'all listen to me, young people. Hallelujah. You want to find your number one enemy? I'll show you exactly where your number one enemy is. Go out that door. Go in the restroom. Or you don't even have to go to the restroom if that bothers you. Turn the corner. There's a mirror on that wall. And I'll tell you right now, if you'll go around there and you'll look in that mirror, you'll see your number one enemy. It ain't your husband. I hate to bust your bubble on that. It's not your wife. It's not even your pastor. Can you believe that? It's not your kids. It's ourself. The Bible said, don't say when you're tempted that you're tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But we are, every man is tempted in James chapter 1 when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Does anybody remember what I'm preaching on tonight? Amen. I'm preaching on keep it. Let us keep it. Let us keep the word of God. The Bible said Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. He was tried. Amen. Of the devil. And the Bible said when the devil came to him, amen, that he said, it is written. Amen. What was it Jesus had done? He had kept it. He had kept the word of God. It wasn't on the shelf. Hallelujah. Gaining dust. It wasn't left at the church to be picked up next time he came. Amen. But oh no, it was in his heart. Amen. Like the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. I wish I could get some help in this place tonight. In times of temptation, we ought to hold ever so dear to the word of God. Keep it. Keep it. Sister Janice was talking about Pilgrim's Progress. I don't know if you've got to that point, but if you haven't, you will in reading that book. But Pilgrim, or Christian, gets in that arbor and safety spot, and he sat there and he rest, and he got up and he left, and he forgot the scroll. Y'all remember that? He left it in that arbor. And oh, the sorrow. And oh, the bitterness that he had. Oh, the pains that he felt inwardly. Oh, the anxiety. Oh, the fear. Amen. Because he left God's word back at the arbor beside the road. I want to tell you, it's exactly what we feel when we get in the battle without our sword. It's exactly how we feel when we get, amen, in that place when we need God's word. I'm preaching on keep it tonight. Amen. D.L. Moody had written in the front of his Bible, amen, sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin. Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful? Thank God somebody hold up their Bible tonight. I said somebody hold up their Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Right there will keep you from sinning, and sinning will keep you from it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God's word, hallelujah, has the power to give us overcoming power. I'm preaching the truth to you tonight. Read that Bible. Read it on your break. Amen. Read it. Amen. Turn it on. Amen. You can download a Bible app on your phone and let it play instead of listening to music. You can let the word of God play. Amen. Right there in your ear. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us, instead of bebopping. Amen. You might be crying. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, the word of God has power to overcome the devil and temptation. You facing a temptation? Get the word of God out against that temptation. Brother Freddie Lester, y'all probably heard it. He used to smoke, and he was struggling with it. One that's married to Sister Shirley Lester, you know, and traveled and preached the gospel for years. He always carried him right here. He got him a New Testament. And every time he'd get a craving, he'd reach and he'd feel that New Testament and he'd pull it out and he'd read something in it. Hallelujah. It didn't take the devil long to know, I don't want to give him no more cravings. Hallelujah.
Woo! You know what that is? It's a simple truth we've heard many times. It's taking a stumbling block and making it a stepping stone. Thank you, Jesus. I said, hallelujah. What's bothering you? Amen. What's tempting you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God has a way of giving us the power to keep it. Amen. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Amen. The Bible says that he said in Revelation, hold fast what you have, that no man take your crown. Thank God. Help us tonight. Amen. I've got some more points to preach. Amen. But the Lord is wanting to deal with us in this service to keep it. Keep it. Somebody say, keep it. Yeah. Others fell among thorns. Who are they? They heard the word and they go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures. I'm not going to tarry long on this one. I'm almost coming to a close. The Bible lists all these three things in the same category. Cares, riches, pleasures. And I know that, you know, covetousness, the Bible says, beware of covetousness. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He said, a man came to him and said, hey, Lord, he said, go tell my brother that he divide our inheritance. He said, who made me a ruler over you? He said, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He turned to the crowd and he says, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He said to himself, what shall I do? He said, I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger barns. He said, but God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then are whose are those things that you've prepared? And he said, so is everyone that is rich toward himself and not rich toward God. I mean, we've got everything we want. And the church struggles, or missionaries are struggling. I've known people that would, if I got arrested for DWI, I don't care if I was who I am, if I got arrested for DWI, they'd have bailed me out of jail. But they wouldn't give a dime to a missionary coming by. I've known people, man, I mean, they'd do all kinds of stuff, but they wouldn't pay their tithes. They wouldn't do nothing. They'd all kinds of different things for themselves or even others. But just the simple truths of God's word is just such a struggle to them. Cares, riches, and pleasures choke out the word so it's not fruitful. It don't bring forth no fruit. And this is what got a hold of me. Cares, riches, and pleasures all wrapped up in the same bundle. And this is what came to me, and I may be off on a limb, a rabbit trail, a turkey trail, whatever you want to call it. But this is what came to me. It stirred my heart. And it might not mean nothing to you. And it's something how a preacher just builds something up, and then he says it. Say, what did he say? But riches and pleasures and cares. This is what I felt like the Lord dealt with me. If a trial causes me to be unfruitful, how come I can justify myself because it's a trial? In other words, don't expect me. I'm in a trial, Lord. Cares is right there with riches and pleasures. We'll all get up and preach, Brother Sam, you're backslid. You're working overtime and you don't even need to. You ought to be here for church. But when we get in a trial, all of a sudden our feelings come out and say,
Don't nobody look at me cross-eyed. Don't nobody ask where I was last night. Don't nobody worry about me. I'm in a church. Y'all looking at me, so I'm getting crazier. Trial. How come it's okay for us to slack up on God with cares? I know we're talking about business things and things like the cares of this life. But you really talk about cares, burdens, tests, trials. Come on now. There have been times I'd have bawled my eyes out at an altar and said, God, forgive me, I'm on my way to hell. If I would have, you know, not prayed or something, you know, because of riches or pleasures. But oh, because I'm in a trial, all of a sudden it's okay for me not to be so faithful. Not to be so on fire. Not to be, y'all looking at me tonight. Come on, church. Amen. But cares, hallelujah, cares and worries and frets will choke out the word, amen, in our heart. And we'll become unfruitful. And we won't do for God what we would have. We won't witness. We won't pray. Amen. We won't be faithful. Amen. All the time we've justified it because we're not at Six Flags at least. Come on, church. Cares is wrapped up in the same thing as pleasures. We'd preach ourselves in hell, amen, if we didn't pray because we was at Six Flags. But we don't pray and we won't get in because we're in a, come on now, come on, church. Oh God, I'm telling you, I prayed myself right in conviction today, and I pray the Lord would do the same thing for us. Amen. Trials are not to drive us from God. They're to drive us to God. Amen. Tests are not to pull us away from Him. They're to push us to Him. Amen. Lean on His bosom. Amen. In that hour, amen, of confusion, is it I? Amen. It drew Him closer. Amen. In times of our confusion. Oh God, help us. Amen. To realize. Amen. That it's not always pleasures. It's not always riches. Sometimes it's the cares of this life. Burdens. 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 Hallelujah. There have been times I come in, I was so low. There were times I looked at people when they come in, they were so low. But they still kept putting that foot in front of the other. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring forth fruit anyways. I'm going to be faithful to God anyways. Sister Bobby, I'm going to run and shout anyways. I'm going to go on anyways. I might be a little slower, but I'm going to get there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Cares, riches, pleasures. Many a time in people's life, it wasn't the temptation to fall back. Amen. It wasn't the devil snatched it out if they walked out the door. Amen. No, it was the daily, amen, hum row of life. It was the daily grains of life. Amen. It was the daily bills. It was the daily test. Amen. It was the burdens of life. Amen. But thank God there are those who keep it. I said, thank God there are those who keep it. Amen. Out of a good and honest heart, they heard the word. Did you know they all heard the word? Amen. I said, they all heard the word. They was all at Sunday school. Amen. They all heard the word. Amen. But there was a group that kept it. And they brought forth fruit in their lives. Amen. It transformed their lives. It made them into something brand new. It built them a great kingdom for God in their soul. All because of two words. Keep it. Stand together with me tonight. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it, Jody. Keep it. Keep it, Sister Bobby. Keep it, children. Keep it, Robert. Keep it, John Michael. Hallelujah. Keep it. Why'd they bring so much fruit? They kept it. Hallelujah. They didn't just hear it, they kept it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, oh God. Keep it. Hallelujah. What happened to them? What happened to that one? What happened to them, Sister Tanya? What happened to them, girls? I'll tell you what happened. Was they any better? No. Was the word preached better? No. Did they have a better pastor? Sorry to tell you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I know you'd get a better one. But anyways, hallelujah. Thank God. No, it wasn't even that. It was that they heard the word and they kept it.